This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
We owe a lot to cities. These densely populated hubs of transit, industry, and commerce brought together great swathes of the population. More than just living together for safety, cities allowed people to cooperate more easily and, as a result, develop more complex societies, science, and culture. Things we continue to benefit from today. In 2016, the UN revealed that over 50% of the world's population live in urban settlements. Of these cities, 31 are classified as megacities. A megacity is one where its inhabitants number more than 10 million. And globally, this trend is expected to increase. London is no exception. Unsurprisingly, as England's capital city, London has a population of over 10 million, up by 1.1 million since 2008, according to one BBC article. This is a result of a higher birth rate than mortality rate and an increase in international immigration. However, despite these rises, 500,000 more people have migrated away from this metropolis than have flocked to it. Why might this be? It's the result of age, where members of all other age groups tend to depart more than they arrive. Young people between the ages of 20 and 30 are drawn to the range and number of jobs that the city offers and the education opportunities that can be found there. This explains why London has one of the youngest average populations in the UK, just 37, according to the BBC. And the rest of the country? From 2002 to 2015, municipalities such as Liverpool, Birmingham and Manchester saw a population growth of 181%, 163% and 149%, respectively, according to figures from the Office for National Statistics. Young professionals looking for high-paying jobs are attracted to the opportunities provided by growth in sectors such as finance and law. This in turn causes the development of city amenities, such as gyms, restaurants and bars, making it an even more attractive place to live. So, are people in the UK leaving cities? It depends on where you look. What does seem clear is that people's views on the advantages of urban living may change as they get older. Where once was opportunity, now there may be hassle. Has your relationship with the city changed over time?
Takeaway English
from the BBC.